When he heard that I was coming to visit Deanna with my family, he said, "Oh, why don't you preach?" You didn't listen to any of my homilies on the internet, did you, Father? I understand. Before I begin, just two things. 6'9". No. We can talk about it after Mass. Who touched me? She's not dead, just asleep. Words from our gospel passage today. Brothers and sisters, faith is a funny thing. Faith requires us to accept things sometimes at face value. It's the evidence of things not seen, it says somewhere in Scripture. And faith often requires us to act. Because if we believe all this stuff, we can't sit still. The bishops of the United States have asked us to observe a fortnight for freedom, as they term it, a great hymn of prayer for our country and for the protection of religious liberty. That fortnight, that two-week period, ends this Wednesday on July the 4th. There are efforts today in our country and throughout the world to limit our religious liberty. You know, I'm not an alarmist. I won't claim that the church is under siege. But an honest reading of the signs of the times shows that there's a willingness on the part of individuals, on the part of corporations, on the part of governments at every level in our country to limit what we as people of faith can say and do out there in the public square. And brothers and sisters, we cannot sit idly by. There are examples throughout Scripture of people who are moved to action by their faith. What can we learn from them? And with today's gospel, we have two nested stories, and both of them give us an example of what can happen when we go all in with belief in Christ. Jairus was a synagogue official. His daughter was near death. What did Jairus want? He wanted Jesus to come to his house and heal his daughter. Now, were there people just wandering around Galilee at that time, just offering to heal sick children? No. But Jairus knew that Jesus could help him. Jairus' faith told him so. Now, in the middle of the gospel, we get the story of the woman with a 12-year hemorrhage. This woman didn't even want to talk with Jesus. "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured," she said to herself. And she touched him, and bam, she was cured. Why? Because of her faith. Then we go back to Jairus and his daughter. People met Jairus on the road back to his house and told him that his daughter was dead. Jesus ignored them. He asked Jairus to have faith. And then he told the people who were causing the commotion at the house with all their wailing and mourning, he said, "The child is not dead, but asleep." And what happened? They ridiculed him. And this isn't the first time just in this gospel passage that somebody questions Jesus' judgment. When the gospel says that Jesus was aware at once that power had gone out from him, he asked, "Who touched me?" And his disciples kind of looked at him. And to roughly paraphrase the actual text, they said, Duh, you're in a crowd. What are you asking? Now, we all heard the outcome of both stories. We know that the woman with the hemorrhage was healed. We know that Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. And we actually think it's a little cute, a little quaint, that the disciples and the bystanders would even question Jesus like that. Silly people. But brothers and sisters, why did the apostles, or the disciples rather, question Jesus? Because they didn't yet understand what he could do. Why did the people at Jairus' house ridicule Jesus? Because they lacked faith. And lest we get too proud, thinking that we're, oh, so much smarter than those ancient Jews in Galilee, riddle me this. How often do we let the world out there tell us what's possible or what's impossible, despite the fact that we're all people of faith? Why do we buy the lie? See, I think we too often buy the lie that we shouldn't push our faith on anyone else, that we should be quiet and polite and keep all this religious stuff inside of this building. We too often buy the lie that the government is there to take care of us. And sadly, we abandon our God-given responsibility to love our neighbor as ourselves. And tragically, we too often buy the lie that God is not to be trusted, at least in some areas, that we know best how to use our bodies, and that God just wants to get in the way of our fun. And so we use each other physically, emotionally. We ignore the person with whom we're in relationship. And we just dwell on the collection of body parts that we figure is there for our pleasure. But thanks be to God, brothers and sisters, that in the beginning, it was not so. Our attitude of buying the lie can lead to death. What would have happened to Jairus' daughter if Jairus' faith had not caused him to listen to Jesus and not to the people that came walking up on him? She would have stayed dead. If the woman with the hemorrhage had fallen into buying the lie that the doctors had sold her, would she have been healed? No. She would have remained an unclean outcast until someone or something killed her. See, our first reading from Wisdom helps to illustrate this point. It says, God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. See, neither Jairus' daughter nor the woman with the hemorrhage was ill because of God. No. He fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome. It was by the envy of the devil, the reading says, that death entered the world. And the devil's envy of all of us, created in God's image and likeness, is the source of that big lie that we buy too often. See, Jesus came to this earth to do what he did for Jairus, to do what he did for the woman in the crowd. He came to do that for all of us. And the price really isn't that high. All it requires of us, brothers and sisters, is faith. All it requires of us, really, is an openness to ask. How many of us have ever asked Jesus to change our hearts? How often have we prayed for Jesus to show us his will? And once we've prayed that, how often do we stick around for the answer? Because you see, brothers and sisters, the answers are there. And like Jairus and the woman in our gospel today, those answers first require us to have faith, and then they require us to act. Who touched me? She's not dead, just asleep. And they ridiculed him. They couldn't believe that Jesus could have the power to know that someone touched him. They couldn't believe him when he said, "She's just asleep." They just ridiculed him. What about us? Will we stand idly by while people of faith are told to keep your church inside that pretty building of yours and quit bothering us? Or will our faith take us into the street to proclaim the truth of the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ? Will we stand by while children are killed, while marriages are ruined by the lies of the culture of death? Lies that are promoted by the evil one to keep us distrustful of our Creator God and of his Son, Jesus Christ? Or will we tell everybody that we know the beauty of the truth, the beauty of the gift, the beauty of the wonderful culture of life that God created for us in the beginning? At the end of the day, we all get to choose life or death, faith or unbelief. Jairus chose. The woman with the hemorrhage chose. We see where it got them. What are we going to choose?